ॐ सहनाववतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सहवीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। वक्रतुण्डमहाकाय सूर्यकोटिसमप्रभा निर्विघ्नं कुरु मे देव सर्वकार्येषु सर्वदा। सरस्वती नमस्तुभ्यं वरदे कामरूपिणी। विद्यारम्भं करिष्यामि सिद्धिर्भवतु मे सदा। गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णुः गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः। गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरम्। Thus far, Adi Shankaracharya ji has been talking to us about, yeah, I feel the treble sound is too high. Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari Om. Okay, I think it's better. Yeah. So Adi Shankaracharya ji has been telling us all the things in which we did not remember Bhagwan, and starting from, you know, taking existential place in mother's womb till old age, then doing puja, doing other kind of karma, in all of them we knowingly or unknowingly didn't remember Bhagwan, didn't even think how I should worship Bhagwan. So asking for forgiveness, and then with that same forgiveness also showing to us what should have been done. Now the next verse onwards, shloka number 11 onwards, he tells us what should we do with the mind that in verse 10 he said is that we should have remembered Lord Shiva, should have focused our mind in Lord Shiva. So then, how to focus the mind? What is it that I must do with my mind? That is now being explained. So we are on shloka number 11. Let us chant. The meter also changes now. चन्द्रोद्भासितशेखरे स्मरहरे गंगाधरे शंकरे सर्पैर्भूषितकंठकर्णविवरे नेत्रोत्थ वैश्वानरे दन्ति त्वकृतक सुन्दराम्बरधरे त्रैलोक्यसारे हरे मोक्षार्थं कुरु चित्तवृत्तिमखिलां अन्यैस्तु किं कर्मभिः One more time together. Chandrodbhasita Shekhare Smarahare Gangadhare Shankare Sarpair Bhushita Kanthakarna Vivare Netrotha Vaishvanare Dantitvakruta Sundaram Baradhare Trailokya Sare Hare मोक्षार्थं कुरु चित्तवृत्तिमखिलां Anyaistu kim karma bhihi. So here the one word it says kuru. So now kuru means you do. So what must I do? Chitta vrittim akhilam. So akhilam, all, entire. And what? Chitta vrittim, the thoughts of the mind. So all our thoughts, all of them, right now they are separated. They are going into different directions. But then what we must do is focus them, bring them to one concentrated thought and place them in that thought. That is the idea. So, you know, like how the sun comes in, but the rays of the sun are all spread out. When we have that magnifying glass, then with that magnifying glass, we put it at something and then you put a paper under it and then it starts burning. So that is what it does. It's a concentrated effort of the sun rays that burns the piece of paper. Similarly, with that concentrated thought on the Lord, we focus our mind. Because right now it is distracted with all the things in the world. I have to go after this desire, I have to go after that desire. And in those thoughts, my mind becomes strained, becomes exhausted. So therefore, chitta vritti makhilam kuru. Kuru, what, where should I place these thoughts in? What should be the focus for this thought? So everything from the first to third line is a description into what we should place the mind in. So chandra udbhasita shekhare. So place the mind in chandra udbhasita shekhare. Shekhara means the crown. And the crown of Lord Shiva, which is udbhasita, which is shining, which is made to shine by chandra, by the moon. So when that moon shines, the crown of Lord Shiva, the jata of Lord Shiva, is shining. That there is one shloka, right, where it says that chandra, even though it is crooked, if it is in Lord Shiva, it shines. It seems really beautiful. So it's not even like this. It's more like crooked like this. So the idea basically is that not many people would be so fond of, you know, like when our Ganesh Chaturthi happens, the moon is usually, it's a chaturthi, so the moon is usually in the crescent form. So people say, don't look at moon. So at that time, moon is not even seen. But on Lord Shiva's head, that same kind of moon is worshipped. So I still feel there is a lot of this echo sound. So focus our mind on the attention of Lord Shiva in this way, so that we visualize Lord Shiva in this form of meditation, that he has this moon on his head that is shining his forehead. And then smara hare. Smara means kuber. Smara means memory also, but here smara means kubera. Hare means one who destroyed. So one who destroyed kubera. So we had seen that story of Kuber when he came to distract Lord Shiva from his meditation. Remember that when Lord Shiva went into meditation after Sati took the pyre. She went into that pyre. Now, Lord Shiva went into meditation. Now, in order for him to bring him out, they had to do something, because Tarakasur at that time was creating havoc in the universe. So therefore, he came out and he destroyed Kubera. He destroyed Kubera because Kubera distracted him from his meditation. Sorry, not Kubera. Kamadev. Kamadev, sorry. Yes, yes. Smara means Kamadev, sorry. Yeah. Kubera is the king of wealth. Yes, not Kubera, sorry. So Kamadev, he destroyed. So one who destroyed Kamadev. The power of his discrimination, Lord Shiva's discrimination, to not be deluded even by these worldly things. That he knew right away that this is a trap. And as soon as he woke up, he destroyed that. So that discretion to use, that is what is also pointed out. Gangadhare, one who upheld Mother Ganga on his forehead, in his jata. Gangadhare can have many significant meaning also. Like how Pujya Gurudev says that Ganga represents the knowledge. So one who keeps that knowledge in his forehead or in his, you know, metlocks. And that knowledge is what he transferred onto the earth in the form of Ganga. So that flow of that knowledge is going on. Another way to look at is Ganga means, Ganga is Sheetala. Water is always cool. So one whose head is cool, one who keeps his head calm. Now, if you think about it this way, one who has this aggression to destroy Kamadev, and then also the same time one who has Ganga on his forehead. It's like the opposites, but still the opposites don't afflict Lord Shiva. Whereas with the pairs of opposites, we are afflicted. Heat comes, we feel, oh, it's too hot today. Cold comes, we feel it's too cold today. So like that, we are afflicted by the cold and heat, the opposites, joy, sorrow. But here, Lord Shiva upholds both of them. Gangadhare Shankare, one who bestows auspiciousness, one who is the abode of auspiciousness to that one who will give me also auspiciousness by remembering him. If I remember him, I will also gain auspiciousness. Therefore, to that Shankara is where I must put my effort, put my thoughts in. Sarpaihi bhushita kantha karna vivare. Kantha, neck. Karna, ears. Vivare, all of that, like all the body parts. Is decorated. Vivare also means, vivare means decorated. Bhushita. Bhushita is to shine, is the ornament. And what is the ornament? Sarpa. So one whose ornament is snake, and he puts it on his neck and ears also. So, you know, we are all afraid of snakes, that, oh, we won't go near snake, and that also to keep by our neck. The moment it starts tightening up, we're done. So one who has danger on his neck, but then still keeps his head cool. Again, that pairs of opposites, and still he is this way. So to imagine Lord Shiva in our meditation in this way, the one who has this snake mala and earrings of snake. Netra Uttha Vaishvanare. Netra, eyes, Uttha, arose or rise out Vaishvanara, fire. So from whose eyes comes the fire? Meaning, from his third eye comes the fire that destroys everything. But here the destruction we already know, that how he destroyed Kamadeva. Kama represents all the material desires that we have in our life. So through the understanding, through that knowledge, he destroys the desires. That is who Lord Shiva is. So one who has that wisdom to burn the ignorance, that is Lord Shiva. Danti twak. Twak means skin. Danti is the name, or is another way to say elephant. Danti. Big tusks. So, danti twak kruta sundara ambara dhare. Ambara, skin. Sundara ambara, beautiful skin. Kruta, created from the skin of an elephant. So, and dhara, one who has upheld it, one who is wearing it. So, one who wears the beautiful skin, beautiful garment made from the skin of an elephant. So the idea being is that he's so detached that he doesn't need anything else. And the elephant that is skinned is not a live elephant. I want this elephant, or I want to wear the skin of this elephant. So I'll, no, those elephants that die of their natural cause, their natural death, then those animals are skinned. Somebody had asked me, you know, like all these people, they wear, like all these gods, they have these skin as their, you know, asana. Ruthless gods. No, that is not the idea. So, who wears as simple as the skin of an elephant? So it doesn't require a lot of stitching, a lot of different kind of style and all those. One simple plain style, grey color. Trailokya Sare. One who is the essence of the entire, of these three realms. So who is the essence, or who knows the essence of the three worlds. So without Lord Shiva, without Bhagwan, there is no other essence in this world. Atma kaha Satchidananda Swarupa. Or what is it? Then Atma Satyam Tadanyat Sarvam Mithya Iti. So that is what this kind of means. So Atma alone is the truth. It is alone the essence. Other than that, nothing else. So Lord Shiva alone is the essence for this entire world. Without that, we cannot go any further. Hare, one who removes all the obstacles. Hara, that is why he is called Hara. So Lord Shiva removes all our obstacles. So one must focus their mind, focus their attention onto Lord Shiva in this way. What for? Why should I focus my effort into Lord Shiva? You telling me to give up all these other thoughts and focus the attention. Why? Mokshartham. For the purpose of attaining liberation. For the path of walking on the spiritual journey. So for this liberation, one must focus their mind, focus their attention on Lord Shiva in this way. So this is like a meditative verse to perform. Anyaistu kim karma bhi. What else are you going to do with action? What other action can possibly be there? This is the action that the mind should perform. All other actions are meaningless. All other things to do has no other purpose. Because if we did not perform effort towards our self-realization, then we wasted our life. Sure, we may have gained a lot of material things in life, but it didn't mean anything. It only meant for this realm, which we all well know will be destroyed. We all know that this world will be destroyed. So for all of that, we did all this and did not put effort for our moksha, then what else we are going to do with our action? So anyehi tu kim karma bhi, what to speak about other actions. So what other actions are possible that are futile, that cannot give us any other result, any other fruits? So that is now mentioned in shloka number 12. किं वानेन धनेन वाजिकरिभिः प्राप्तेन राज्येन किम् किं वा पुत्रकलत्रमित्रपशुभिः देहेन गेहेन किम् ज्ञात्वै तत्क्षणभङ्गुरं सपदिरे त्याज्यं मनो दूरितः स्वात्मार्थं गुरुवाक्यतो भज भज श्रीपार्वतीवल्लभम्। किं वानेन धनेन वाजिकरिभिः प्राप्तेन राज्येन किम् किं वा पुत्रकलत्रमित्रपशुभिः देहेन गेहेन किम् ज्ञात्वै तत्क्षणभङ्गुरं सपदिरे त्याज्यं मनो दूरितः स्वात्मार्थं गुरुवाक्यतो भज भज श्रीपार्वतीवल्लभम्। सो वाट अदर थिंग्स इज पॉसिबल टू डू इन लाइफ, ऑल ऑफ देम आर वर्थलेस। ही सेज रे मनः, द थर्ड लाइन वर्ड सेज रे त्याज्यम मनः, वी मस्ट कंबाइन रे एंड मनः। रे मीन्स ओ माइंड, that kind of way. So O mind, duratha tyajyam, from long only, from distant only, you just give it up. This is how our mind should be. So the point is that all the associations that we have in this world, the kamini, kanchana and a kirti, all these things we must give up from distant only. So that point is focused. So first is kim va anena dhanena. Anena, this, dhanena, wealth. So this wealth, kim va, what is the purpose of this wealth? What are you going to do with this wealth? If we focus our effort on, you know, keeping the wealth with us, making sure that this will come to me on my aid. But truly speaking, when the need is there, wealth does not really help. We think I can buy my medicine from wealth, but I cannot buy the joy, right? So there is that really nice, I don't know where it is, but I've heard many, like, you can do this with wealth, but you cannot do this with wealth, and connected to that. So you can buy all these different things from wealth, but to really get that joy, that happiness, wealth doesn't come. Even if one has wealth, they still cannot get it by using the wealth for those things. So kim va dhanena, what is the use for the wealth if the wealth does not give remembrance of Lord, does not give us peace, does not bring us closer to Bhagwan. Vaji means horse. Kari, elephant. Vaji kari bhi. So by the horses and elephant. So horses and elephant was a luxurious thing. So if you have now, that is good. But nowadays we're talking about luxury cars. The nice Infinities and the BMWs and the, I don't know what high-end model people use. No, not Honda. Acura, Jaguar. So all these high-end vehicles that get us from one place to another. But that only does what? It brings our prestige up. So fine, I'm famous with many people. But what is that fame going to get me? If it does not get me devotion for Bhagwan, if it does not bring me closer to this thought of Bhagwan, what is this fame for? So that is kind of the thought that vaji kari bhi kim? What is the use for this fame? Praptena rajyena kim? Praptena attained rajyena kingdom. What about the kingdom that has been attained? Again, kingdom is for what? Fame. And kingdom doesn't mean that we have to go out and get a kingdom. We can be a king in our household. And to think that, you know, I have this entire praja, meaning my family members who worship me, who should bring food on my table for me. I have done so much hard work in the day. All these thoughts are the prestige in the society, the prestige in the community. I'm a respected president or the treasurer or whatever other positions are. So then with these positions, we feel so proud about what I have accomplished, what I have done. But they mean nothing if the Lord's thought is not there. If we have not thought about Bhagwan, if we have not, our attention only goes on the seat, our attention never goes on the Bhagwan. So then what is the use of these seats? Nothing. It's waste. So, praptena rajyena kim? Kim va putra kalatra mitra pashubhi? Putra, son. Kalatra, wife or a spouse. Mitra, friend. Pashubhi, animals. Animals, pets. By them, kim? Or by all these children, spouse, friend, pets, what is the use of all of that? People have, you know, if they don't have children, they say that I will have pets. And then that becomes their prestige. And they go out and walk their dogs. When they walk their dogs, they're not walking themselves, they're walking their dogs. Morning walk for the dogs, not for me. So, I am recognized by this really nice dog. So the prestige or this relation with different objects in this world. And that becomes our focus, that becomes our attention. So what use is that again? If our thought is not of Bhagwan. Dehe na kim? What about this body? Pampering the body, making it fit, making it, making it shine. All of these things that we do with our body, what use it is if it does not come as an instrument for Bhagwan? If I can't use it to worship Bhagwan, then what use it is? Nothing. Gehe na kim? Geha, house. Gruha. So geha. So what about the house? Again, same thing, decorating the house, making everything look nice, clean, all of that. But in that house, we have no place for Bhagwan. This is why you go to many Indians' house, we'll always find an altar for Bhagwan. You go to any American house, They don't have any altar. Some may, but I'm saying there are people who don't. So the point is, we have this nice house, but in that house there is no place for Bhagwan, only place for ego. So what is that? So gehe na kim. The idea is that we should not give up our house. Okay, I don't have the house where Bhagwan is there, so I'm just going to give it up. Or I give up my wife and my children and go run away to forest. No, that's not the point. The point is, we give undue attention to those things that don't require that much attention. We give attention to our house. Keep it proper, keep it nice. Make sure the air conditioning works, make sure the heater works. All those things we take care of. But then to go in such an extent where we start sacrificing our practices, our spiritual sadhana, then what use is that? What is that undue attachment to those things? The same thing goes with wealth, goes with all our vehicles that we use in life, all our relationships. And how must I focus? Gnatva, knowing that etat kshanabhanguram, all of it is perishable. Bhangura will be destructible. Kshana, in moment. So it is destructible in moment. One moment it is there, next moment it is not. House can be burned down in the next moment. Earthquake happens, the house is done. Tornado comes, hurricane comes. There's nothing, there's no guarantee of these, any of these things to last forever. So knowing that they are only temporary, we utilize them for our livelihood, but not take it to that extent where we forget our spiritual path, our spiritual goal. So gnatva etat kshanabhanguram, re manaha sapadi duratah tyajyam. Sapadi, quickly. In no further thinking, just the moment this thought comes that they are kshanabhangura, that moment itself, tyajyam. And how tyajyam? Durataha, don't come close to it. From distant only, give that up. The distance is from the mind perspective, not from the physical perspective, right? So we're giving up all of these from our mental attachment that we have created towards all of these things. Swatmartham guru vakyatah bhaja bhaja Shri Parvati Vallabham. Swatmartham, for the sake of liberation, for my own self-realization, bhaja bhaja, worship Shri Parvati Vallabham. Vallabha, one who is dear, one who is beloved of Shri Parvati, of Goddess Parvati, so Lord Shiva. So one who is dear to Goddess Parvati, that Lord Shiva I worship. Who worships? The mind. How to worship? Chandrodbhasita Shekhare Smarahare. So that is how I worship. Where did that thought come from? Guru Vakyatah. From the Guru. So when it comes from the Guru, I am also having faith in Guru also. So it's not just in Lord, but it is from the speech of our Guru that I develop this faith, develop the devotion for Bhagwan. And with that devotion, I worship Bhagwan. Quickly, in few minutes, we'll complete 13 and 14. So then we'll be done, otherwise we will not be done. Okay. Ayur nashyati pasyatam pratidinam.
Ayur nashyati pasyatam pratidinam.
Yati kshayam yauvanam.
Yati kshayam yauvanam.
प्रत्यायान्ति गताः पुनर्न दिवसाः कालो जगद्भक्षकः लक्ष्मीस्तोयतरङ्गभङ्गचपला विद्युच्चलं जीवितम् तस्मान् मां शरणागतं शरणद त्वं रक्ष रक्षाधुना आयुः नश्यति आयुः आवर् लैफ् इट् एण्ड्स् इट् हेज़् अ फैनैट् टैम् वेन् इट् एक्स्पायर्स् पश्यताम् even though we are seeing it and we know that this life ebbs away, goes away, still we don't come to realize this. Pashyatam pratidinam yati kshayam yauvanam. Yauvanam, the youth. Pratidinam, every day, yati goes away to kshaya, to destruction. So this youth at every stage in life or every moment is heading towards becoming old, becoming destroyed. That is why we say, right, 10 years old, 20 years old, getting older. So yauvanam pratidinam kshayam yati, it goes to destruction. प्रत्यायान्ति गताः पुनर् न दिवसाः गताः दिवसाः दैट इज हाउ द वर्ड इज गताः द गॉन दिवसाः डेज द डेज दैट हैव गॉन पुनर् न प्रत्यायान्ति दे डू नॉट कम बैक अगेन सो दोज डेज दैट हैव पास्ड दे हैव पास्ड एंड दे डोंट कम बैक अगेन कालः जगद्भक्षकः द टाइम is considered to be the bhakshaka, the devour, not even eat, devours totally, jagat, this creation. So this is the play of time, that life comes, life goes. One is able to see that. Days come, they go. Youth come, it goes. The only thing that is permanent is that this time is consuming everything. Lakshmi hi toya taranga bhanga chapala. Lakshmi hi, goddess Lakshmi, or the wealth, chapala, is very fickle, is like chanchal, like comes and goes. How? Toya taranga bhanga. Toya means water, taranga means the waves. Bhanga means separated. So how the water, when it flows, it as though seems like it is one full. But every single moment there is new stream of water that is there. The water itself has changed. So over the years, that river doesn't have the same water. It's a different water. But still, it seems like it is continuous. That is how wealth is. It comes and it goes. But my focus is to keep attached to it. So Lakshmi is like this. Vidyut chalam jivitam. Jivitam, life, is like vidyut and chalam. How the lightning, when it flashes. So one moment life is there, the next moment it is gone. And we wonder, oh, I only talked to that person just yesterday. It is gone. Hardly we could do anything. We hear news, you know, of these people dying accidental deaths, movie stars. And then we wonder, oh, so young. And then they pass away. This is how the nature of life is. We don't know when our last breath will be. It is like that lightning. So when lightning happens, it flashes and it's gone. So Jivan is also like that. Our life is like that. It is a flash. For us to think that, oh, 70 years, 80 years is a good amount of life, it's a flash. It comes and goes. So knowing all these things in this world to be very fleeting, doesn't have permanent stand, what one must do. Tasmat, therefore,